5, hair story. The beach lady's 7 feet, 5 inches of majestic coiffed hair was her visual signature, her brand that she used to illustrate historical facts. In response to inevitable questions, Maveen explained that her incredible 7-foot lock of hair represents the waterspout from the endangered, rambunctious female right whale, whale number 1151, named Maveen in her honor by a marine biologist. It also formed the shape of the continent of Africa and symbolized the Nile River. My hair curves north like the Nile River in Africa, she would say as she illustrated the curved lock at the top. In 1975, she began growing her hair and dedicated her life to protecting the beach, nature, and everything that is natural. For 30 years, her natural hair, beautifully interwoven into a thick mass, was adorned with colorful orange ribbons, buttons, protect Mother Earth, her favorite, and a feather connecting to bird life, thinking that she would fly away one day. Covering the front of her brilliant cranium was a fine piece of black lace that represented A.L. Lewis, because he always wore a fedora. 7 feet of locked hair, buttons, and ribbons draped her left arm, supported by her hand that displayed 5 long curled fingernails, fashionably painted orange, that were 12.5 inches long and protected by a plastic bag. In 1985, she missed being in the Guinness Book for the longest nails, beaten by a man from India with nails an inch longer. Maveen would jest about washing her hair. Baby, it takes 5 hours to wash and 5 days to dry. Maveen specifically requested that upon her death, her spiritual daughter Carol would cut and preserve her hair for this museum. The promise and conservation of her powerful lock of hair was kept. Now sacredly hung and exhibited by Carol, the artists Jonathan Green and the late Eunice Sasami. The beach lady's hair hangs in the museum with the same spiritual energy and visual power as if she is still here.